is up, everybody?
What's up? Welcome to Partners and Pals Food Court Christmas. I'm Donnie Vagrant.
I'm Sean Magnum.
And we are here with our holiday correspondent, Jimmy Humphrey.
Hey, everyone. It's Jimmy. Thanks for having me here again, guys.
Absolutely. And we have Zach and Brian from Plague 9, fresh off the throes of their Christmas hit, Two Christmases. Hello, gentlemen.
Starting to be up there with like Elmo and Patsy's like grandma got run over by a reindeer, because like now every Christmas it's like resurging. There's another Christmas song that kind of hits every year.
What's the strange bird?
One that doesn't hit every year but should. Fairy Tale of New York.
That's the Pogues, right?
Yeah,
that's a great song. Yeah,
it is. I mean, it kind of aged like milk.
Yeah. Holiday special last year. And I was real happy that they decided to use it. It's a really great song.
Well, it's a beautiful, sad song. And I'm sure they'll use it a lot more now that he just
passed away. Yeah. So that'll become a perennial.
Yeah, Christmas time. So,
we're at the mall, by the way.
And I went to a stall, because that's what I do when there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, so I just went to a stall, and I noticed one guy avoiding it. I'm like, how bad can I be? Can it be? And I went in there. On the, now, like, I guess it's the stage right for the toilet, but my left, as I'm facing the toilet, the left side of the ribs, my smear.
The mall, not a gas station.
I know, dude. Seriously.
Well, you know what? Mojo Nixon would say that's what the mall deserves.
Mojo Nixon wouldn't be wrong.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
I tell you, you guys just got here, right? Yeah, you've been here for a minute, right?
Yeah, about 45 minutes or so. It's walking around. No. I didn't need to do some shopping anyway while I was here, so that's cool.
I will say that I'm disappointed because I really wanted a Terrifier shirt, and they have like 7 different ones at Spencer and extra large as big as they go. It's such a... I know. It's like, come on, man. Like, I'll squeeze into a 2X. I mean, you know, I'll try it.
I'm 6 feet. I'm skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Four through the door, lady.
We got any news or just Christmas stuff?
There's this old gross dude here when we got here.
He was awesome, you all. He was like...
He had to be from Florida.
You could tell he talked like this. He was awesome. Yeah.
He, like, even though he's like 60, he only dates women in their 20s.
Oh.
Like, it's just... But it looked like he had just enough money to do that. Not anymore.
Yeah. Like, he was walking around here in a Hawaiian print shirt, unbuttoned with a gold chain. He had, like, the bald on top with the long in the back. He was awesome.
And then he's going to start his own cult.
Yes. Speaking of cults.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have y'all watched, what is it, Love?
Mother God.
Yeah, Mother God. Love Has Won is the name of the cult. It's on HBO.
Oh, my goodness.
Time to watch TV.
Really? I was just telling Jimmy about it. It's like...
This lady, God's blessing.
Robin Williams, like, comes and speaks to her and angers the cult.
All these newly dead celebrities.
Yeah.
Side by side with...
Yeah.
We'd have to do it at a regular restaurant. didn't even hold
what the fuck was that?
What's happening?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, he didn't.
Oh, and this happened last year, too.
Did it?
Tables started clearing.
I just heard something. Just
kind of brouhaha going on.
It reminded me of, like, again, like Batman busting into the... I don't know.
So, like...
It's just like a marathon of Christmases, really. So, you know, yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time.
I've seen like Chinese food.
That's.
It's, yeah, we usually go get Chinese food.
We order Chinese food around my house and just like play with our toys all day.
When my grandma Sandy was alive, the last, like the last two Christmases, we went to the Chinese buffet. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, but all of that family died.
Yeah.
So, like, so my cousins sometimes do stuff, but usually I can't make it for some reason. So, I do the Chinese food thing with the old stuff. It's good, though. You know, it's about being together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably to Mr. Jeff Polk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. We checked our Spotify today. We're up like 750 listeners.
Heck yeah.
And it's 250. Don't undersell us, people.
Yeah, dude, that's right. You guys were recently in the Leo for Christmas song recommendations.
Right. Yeah. And we did a review of Oh Fuck, It's Christmas Again. Really, God bless the day we're in, where you can have a record named Oh Fuck, It's Christmas Again, and it get a write-up uncensored in a reputable magazine.
100%,
yeah. That fucking hats off.
Yes.
This aside.
Jeff Polk is, yeah, he's written up a lot of people recently.
Yeah. And he was just on last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he interviewed you guys.
Yes.
He sure did.
Yeah. I still got a little ways to go. No disrespect.
Oh, no. It's kind of hard to take it off the podcast.
Hey, Dave.
Unless you're on the road or something.
You get to find out how I hurt my neck if you keep listening to the episode. Amanda listened to that episode. Amanda listened to that episode just to see exactly what I would say. She's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, how have you guys been collectively? I've seen you at shows, but you weren't at...
I wasn't at G-Rolls. I was sick as hell. I thought I was going to die, but...
Yeah, he was... I didn't talk to him for like 2 weeks while he was sick. He was that kind of sick.
Yeah, I didn't even call him. I usually call Donnie every day.
And every day.
Every day. Or you call me.
Usually not.
It's a two-way street here. But yeah, I went to the CBGB one. But I heard Urals was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
I thought Words was amazing.
Yeah, they were.
Adjusting myself.
Oh,
no, you're fine.
I'll wiggle into your...
No, you can wiggle all you want. You're fine.
But yeah, I got it.
Yeah, but that was a... And you guys did two Christmases at that show. You guys did a whole different set. You told me you were going to. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Was it good?
Yes. I was sad that I knew I wasn't going to hear my song, but it was still a really good set.
Yeah, for the time being. I mean... Jay Solo in that song is my favorite piece of music, so it'll come back. It's so cool. Alright, guys, probably suck our own dick.
We...
I keep smelling Cinnabon, even though that's anti-aging.
Cinnabon is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that anti-aging.
Let me tell you the best recommendation I can give you all for Auntie Anne's. It may sound crazy, an almond pretzel with cheese dip. Fantastic. Yes. It'll change your life.
No, that's what we really used to make combinations like that when I'm working at Subway. Like, we would make,
requested that.
Really, it's not that.
sounds terrible, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I can't do tuna and all that hot stuff.
No, it was so good.
Tuna jalapenos is really good.
Really?
Yeah, when I get a tuna from Subway, I always put jalapenos on it.
Really?
I don't know about the other thing, that. But yeah.
The Frank's buffalo sauce.
Yeah, that shit's good on everything, though.
Yeah, I think it could meld. I think it could meld. I would not be opposed.
But I have grown since then. I would not, while I would still eat that, I would not call it that.
Yeah,
the dude hired his brother, like the butthole dude. that's what ended up being cornflakes. And so,
oh, I thought this was grape nuts.
No, we're getting
I'm
there.
I'm completely disinterested. No, go ahead.
We're getting there, but that's what ended up being cornflakes. And then...
Oh, so they're like, here's this crap, eat it, and...
And it'll... Because they thought that a bland diet, like no spicy food, and not even clear you out, it would take away negative thoughts. So, like, you wouldn't masturbate, you wouldn't feel the need to have, like,
spicy food. Spicy foods will make you feel a little fiery at times.
So, like, the point was to make the food as bland as possible, so they ended up with cornflakes. The CF, I think it was CF Post, the guy who invented Post cereal, he was a patient there, and then he created his own brand of cereal. So you both have Kellogg's, and Post, and Graham crackers, all invented so you didn't mess.
So this was a religious health camp. Okay, because I remember in the trailer they kept talking about how their husbands wanted sex and how abnormal that was when that was like the most normal thing.
Side of that, there was a religious cult that, like, they were the Holy Rollers, actually, like the fucking whole Pentecostal church that started off as a cult with a dude with like a 12 inch dick.
Oh, well, I mean, you got a 12 inch dick, you're probably gonna have a small
I think
cult.
His name was like Edward Schultz, Edmund Schultz, something like that. But he started off in the Salvation Army, and then they were like, this guy's a dick. Salvation Army, so he started his own church, and then he got, like, people there, because he was charismatic and shit. Eventually, he started calling himself the Son of Jesus, and then telling all the
don't
women...
Don't believe me? Check this out.
Well, we're getting there. Then he was telling all the women, you know, that, you know, you should leave your husbands and only because of you.
Classic cult move.
You gotta go through me to
well
get to
played.
God, and I'm trying to find God's bride. So,
and the cult leaders.
That's exactly what I'm gonna say when I start a cult.
That's that's a classic move.
But this dude was hacking. All the women,
are you even gonna want
to
go back to your husband?
Leave their rich husbands and to go roll around in the grass. That's what
I can do things. There's things that I got talents. I can figure out something. For a cult, when I start my sex cult, yeah, maybe. We'll see.
No, the thing is, I'm for starting a cult, but it should be a sexless cult. Because, dude, you're just going to... Dude, history, you're going to be a monster.
Because there's going to be that weird person who wants to bring in an underage person. They're going to keep pressing the issue.
Dude, every cult is always underage things. It's always weird sex stuff.
Yeah, when they go that direction, there's always that person who...
That's not how to party, though.
I want to have a grown-up cult.
Yeah.
I just want, payments from everybody and them signing the property.
That's why it's
got to
be... That's why it's got to be sexless and the sex stuff you pay for.
Figure if you have all that money...
Show like Good Morning Vietnam, baby. Like Good Morning, Colto Zach.
I'll be the shaky money guy. They'll be like, and he just ran off with all the funds after all the indictments. That Mother God's cult.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That guy. They've always got that guy.
So, is it a real cult or is
yes.
it
not like a weird thing? No, they're grown ups and they don't do weird. You know, they just this lady just declared herself God and. She really, did a number on herself by drinking a whole lot.
Yeah.
And taking colloidal silvers back when those were popular. Yeah, she took enough to her over time. She turned blue like that guy on Oprah.
I don't know about the
Christmas cults.
Go up to Santa Claus, Indiana.
Machines around town.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Oh, old school Holiday World. There were no chicks up there back in the day. Sorry, Indiana. This was just. Christmas cults. Let's see if we can find anything.
Yeah, any Christmas cults.
I know, I'm not breaking any new ground.
Alleged cult leader found mummified, decorated in Christmas lights.
Well, that's
yeah.
Oh, that's the chick from Love Has One that we were talking about. Yeah. God bless her. Or whatever deity.
That's where, I gotta draw the line there.
Yeah, how are they supposed to keep signing up for money?
There will be no mass cyanide suicide.
Yeah, ain't nothing gross.
Yeah. What you gotta remember is the ultimate goal of my cult is to be looked well upon throughout history. To be a cult leader, but not be one of history's greatest monsters.
But I mean, if you're a monster,
that's why it's not predatory.
If you're successful, there will be detractors.
No sense, no mass suicide.
What more of my cousin? These people are choosing to give me their money and property. There's no pressure. Exactly. Call me Cheap Trick, baby.
Just want it, okay.
And exalted.
And exalted.
And paid.
How much you want to bet me I get another sandwich before we leave?
I'll get two.
I can't. I had two chimichangas last night, and I won't have one.
Okay, how do you all feel about Kaiju's chimichangas? Have you all had them?
I don't eat one.
I have not.
They're. I mean, I guess they're good.
Sean just wants to hate on me.
No, I didn't know if anybody had tried them or not.
The Korean corn dogs are also really good.
So, I watched the, Die Hard, Speaking of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's a kid walking around with a Krampus mask on. It's pretty awesome.
What?
Is Krampus, that's the anti-Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a...
It's pretty cool. I used to have that exact mask. You got big horns? You with big horns?
And is he, like, leaving?
Oh, there he is.
Instead of Santa Claus, they have a hot blonde lady who's an angel.
No, I mean, they still have Santa Claus.
Santa's like the, the character that they dress up in to visit children and stuff is this Christmas angel. She hands out, like, wishes and presents and stuff.
Is she a babe?
Yeah, on the episode of Rick Steves Europe I was watching, Kristen Feld or something? No,
that's made up.
It's Kristen something. I don't know. She's a friggin' angel. And,
she's a friggin' angel, dude.
She's a smoke show, too.
I mean, like, when I lived there, it was more like olden times Christmas. Like, you got, like, a couple of gifts.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, the Turkish guy, Nicholas, or whatever, St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
He was a Turkish dude who actually went to Germany and gave, like, gifts to orphans. That's why he was saint.
Yeah, I heard about St. Nicholas.
With the Dutch
16th. Does that make me Jesus?
I guess it was Jesus. Jesus was Mary's. That's why I had to go out so
hard. I knew you were going to somehow try to figure out a way to make yourself a god before this podcast was over.
Yeah. Said mid-April. It's dead in the middle of April. I mean, and I was born at 12:39 a.m., so pretty much right at the...
Ain't you on church?
Yeah.
Very important about the second coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Sean's Jesus, apparently.
Try getting him at 33 this time.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Can you change that water?
See, I would still not to just start doing tricks really.
A vulgar display of his powers.
What if you just turned it into gravy? Or ajou sauce?
Jew sauce?
Ajou sauce. Ajou. Jew
sauce, well...
Ajou by the Jew.
There are things that aren't according to... Trick has
it's all right.
Get into the whole history behind it, but somebody abused their ajou, turning things into ajou powers, and we can't do it anymore. That's what Dan says.
That makes sense.
So, can't do it. I mean, I can. Alright, before we get canceled.
I think I took care of that at some point.
So, I noticed at the train they have a Santa Claus here.
Yeah.
And nothing's happening. It's all, you know, it's all cool, everybody. Which makes me really nervous, because every movie where there's a Santa Claus in the mall, or a cartoon, or anything, right, something happens with that Santa Claus. Something violent happens.
It's not always violent.
Like, Family Guy was violent. Boondocks was violent. Own stuff, and there's the evil Santa Claus from the Christmas Story. Anyways, they just kicked that elf, just kicked Ralphie in the face.
Yeah, he wasn't bullied. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess they're all bad.
How are you going about the
bad Santa, like.
He had a turnaround, though.
He did.
Yeah, he became a good Santa.
I think anytime you have a holiday figure and parents bring their children. I think of Mallrats, and like there's a guy in an Easter Bunny costume that gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Just something that tends to happen, especially in Santa Claus, even more so.
Plus, if you're Santa eating lunch, you know, on your break, and people, you know, and you still have your suit on, people might pester you. Mm-hmm. You know, people pester you on your off time. There was a Barney the Dinosaur that got the crap kicked out of him back when Barney was popular in the 90s. A bunch of 11-year-olds jumped this guy in a Barney outfit in the
car. Yeah, but when Barney was at peak popularity, he was also at peak pain.
Right.
Yeah, so like, I'm sure it was 14-year-old kids.
He had it coming. Square where the people in outfits are quite dangerous themselves. Like Elmo grew up in Times Square.
Yeah. Why do you have some Elmo?
Well, they come up and try to get a picture of him, get you to take a picture of him, and then afterwards they hit you with money. And also, you know, people coming up trying to tie a bracelet on you and then demanding money or handing you a CD, demanding. They don't do the CDs as much, but at Times Square. Tourist doesn't want to get into a squabble out of town.
I'm going to do that in Louisville. I mean, force people to buy VHS copies of Drop Dead Fred from me.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
I will pick you up on
that. Papa John, remember Papa John's was giving that away with pizzas, Drop Dead Fred, and a few other movies?
Yeah. That's my wife used to have a copy.
Yeah, I had the one in the
we got one too. Just, I strictly for the original Star Wars trilogy, because I have like three copies of VHS before they like changed it. So, yeah, that extra stuff makes me so angry. Most of it does.
I was at Goodwill and I thought I got all three movies on VHS. I know I got Return of the Jedi and I got Strikes Back. And then the other one I got just said Star Wars. And I was like, fucking sweet, yeah. Because my dumb ass, I'm being a nerd. So I forgot that A New Hope was called A New Hope. So I have Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, and like the making of the new special effects nobody likes.
Oh.
It's them stacking their own dicks for 45 minutes talking about how cool it is they did the stuff that nobody likes.
Talking about Luke Skywalker at the beginning of Return of the Jedi just coming in like he's somebody. He's been a Jedi for like a month. And he's got Obi-Wan's robe and he just comes in, swoops in, talking about that good shit. Are you convinced? I'm not.
I was at the time. When I was a kid, I'm like, yeah, Luke's got it.
Okay, alright, fair enough. I didn't really like sit and rewatch it until the end.
Yeah, like I missed the train. I didn't watch any of the Star Wars until kids wanted to watch it. Well, I saw it.
Felt like he was here. He left Yoda halfway through his training, and of course he came back and basically asked Yoda questions until Yoda decided to roll over and die. He couldn't take it anymore. And all of a sudden, I feel like he didn't. But anyway, sorry, that's just every time I hear Return of the Jedi, I get emotional about it. I mean, I guess. You know, without the help of the rest of the Rebel Alliance. And see, that movie also taught me to respect government.
Oh my god.
That movie. I mean, they seem to just have a way. Now, okay, the first Death Star was destroyed. That sucks. That's a major loss. But the fact that they could get the money together to build a new one, they all seem like have a good plan, you know, like health plan, pension plan.
They all seem very willing to do whatever more made sense.
And I was always convinced that the Star Wars robots, like the foot soldiers on the cartoon, Ninja Turtles, so...
You have to watch the prequels to find out about what the Stormtroopers still is.
Oh,
there's
really?
Backstories, yeah.
Oh, they have a backstory that we get.
They were clones of Jango Fett originally.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then later down the road, it's different. You just have to sit down and watch everything Star Wars. Stop being cruel to yourself.
It's an investment, man.
Yeah, I just.
I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend getting into it if you're not. Yeah. Just don't. Just don't. Just don't.
Like the Marvel movies. Like, I quit watching the Marvel movies after I saw Thor and was disappointed. I said, never again. And now there's, like, it's so, like a spider web.
It's deep.
And
yeah.
It's deep.
I even if I wanted to, like, I couldn't just pick one to block. Because they can't all be bad. But, yeah.
I love those. To me, those are different than just Marvel movies. There's something that resonates about the characters, just a group of misfits.
It's kind of like they took the Star Wars story.
Yeah, it is. That's why it appeals to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's universal. Yeah,
it's everything.
You know, that kid went to hold his mother's hand when she was reaching out for him and she was dying. What was his problem? He couldn't just hold her hand. I mean, I know she was looking gross and him dead, but that's your mother, you know?
I've been hearing about this from him for like 3 years now since he watched it. Guardians.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I've never seen it, so I don't know what the fuck
you're talking about. The first version of it I saw was on
Super? Super?
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, Super is real fucked up. That's probably one of his best
movies. I didn't
know that
was James Gunn, though.
Yeah.
What, the one with Joe Pesci?
No, not the Super.
Is it Rainn Wilson?
Rainn Wilson and,
The Juno.
Yeah.
Juno.
Yeah.
I forget the actress. Elliot Page. It's really good.
And Kevin Bacon. Bacon's also in.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. And Liv Tyler.
Bacon's going to be in the new Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that until I saw it.
Yeah, they, since Gil Hill passed away, who, in real life, as chief of police in the city of Detroit, covered up the murder of 14-year-old in Detroit.
Yeah, I knew that.
Long fact. But, yeah, Gil Hill's dead, so we got Kevin Bacon.
Sounds like the world's a better place.
Gil Hill should have just done movies and not been a police chief. Yeah. He was great in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, he was.
Wait till we find out what Kevin Bacon did.
Don't say that. Don't jinx it.
The last thing I saw him in was it Death Sentence?
I've not seen that.
I think it was not made for TV, but straight to DVD.
I think Super was the last one that I saved with them.
But they remade Death Wish.
With Bruce Willis.
Yeah, okay.
Eli Roth did that, maybe? Did he direct that?
Did he?
I think that's an Eli Roth movie. I might be wrong about that, but I thought it was.
I gotta look it up.
Did anyone see Thanksgiving?
I haven't. I want to.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I really want to.
Yeah, it was good.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I actually had plans to go and then had to cancel that night, so.
I think it's better than the new Scream movies. I liked it better than.
Really?
Yeah.
When Plymouth Rock starts to Plymouth Rock.
Another series I've never seen.
Oh my.
I would just watch the first one and not worry about the rest of them, probably.
It was directed by Eli Roth.
It was, okay. Yeah.
And Bruce Willis played Death Wish?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Kersey, no, his name's Death Wish.
Who's Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he was in the first one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the scumbag.
Yeah, he was one of the... Yeah. Have you seen Miss 45? Oh, my God. Abel Ferrara.
Abel.
And that poor girl, well, I don't want to ruin it, but you know what happens to her in the game. She gets this.
Yeah.
And of course, she, by the name of the movie, you can tell what happens. But, yeah. No, Jeff Goldblum wasn't in that. Never mind. Just getting the scumbags mixed up. I was about to say, he was in that too. It was one of the. No, never mind. But you should check out this 45 minute movie. Is like the Sopranos. They got Dr. Melfi. That's that was 10 minutes long.
Oh no, you never seen the original I Spit on Your Grave, have you?
That's the longest one on film.
Yeah. That's brutal. I can't get through that.
Thriller, cruel picture is another one of those, rape revenge movies. But yeah, I Spit on Your Grave is probably the most.
I couldn't get through it. I tried 10 minutes and I was like, I gotta stop.
I'm not going to defend that movie, but, yeah, of course.
However.
The vengeance on that, those were exceptionally brutal. Yeah, when she gets the dude, in a boat motor.
Oh, shit. I need to try that. I need to try to make it through that again, because I want to get to her revenge. I just fast forward it.
The tub scene, yes. That's his blood curling scream as his fucking cock is going. Yeah.
Get out of me!
But I mean, fucker had
it coming.
Yeah. It happens. It gets cut off.
Yeah, of all movies, that movie gets a remake.
And I think there's a sequel to the remake.
Really?
They bring back Jennifer from the first movie. I got about a minute in and I was like, no, I can't hang with this. It's like 2 hours and 30 minutes long, and it's just shot like an infomercial.
You've seen the first remake?
Yes, I did, and I can't remember much about it, but I know I watched it.
Was it as, there's no way.
No, it's no worth it.
Straight Steve.
see anything.
And that it was like you had to like not wear underwear because you see the underwear.
All you do is see the helpless people are like, are you sure? No, you can't. You can't. That's it. If anybody knows anything about anatomy, you can't.
No, like,
it's just the
Loaded Weapon 1.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Kathy Ireland? I think that was Kathy Ireland.
Well, yeah, you can't do that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Just put a camera there and be like, alright,
we're on the road. That's why I don't watch porn at all anymore. Because, like, it's not ethical. Yeah, but, like,
I only have to go porn with the ethical tag on it. The tag that says this is strictly.
I will not let you sit here and defend yourself about porn. He says, I don't watch porn anymore. And you go, I only want. No. No.
It was a joke. I was making a joke about a tag. And you just took the piss out of it. Thank you.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
Wait, I mean.
Donnie just had to make it about himself.
If you're paying a girl, if you're paying a girl with, some junk or whatever because she needs a fix, technically that's consensual. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like, that's a deal that's been arranged.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, she like comes, you did not go looking for her, and she's just like, hey. And she says it like that, like, look, hey. I'm not feeling my best today, and I think if I do a little something for you, do a little something for me.
Absolutely not, I'm a married man.
Well, I'm just talking about if you were the junk dealer.
If I was what?
The junk dealer. Supposedly the situation.
Well, no.
Is this from the movie? Oh, that's nice. Godzilla's son, but not with Caligula, so it wasn't his direct kind of stuff.
Yeah.
so different from it, like, about that, from just, like, gangster rap with, like, the early
90s. Is that, like, the cadence?
It's just, like, really interesting about violence. I've got, like, more violent stuff. But sometimes, like, somebody will tell on themselves in their rhyme.
Yeah.
Realize there's no statute of limitations on murder. Yeah.
Is that what that one kid did?
Which one?
Tekashi?
I have no idea.
No, Tekashi has a stitch.
Yeah, he...
No, like, one kid, like, murdered his buddy and then went and beat and cut a rap song about it.
I mean, that's real.
It was like, I dream of murder or something like that.
I got PTSD, so I wasn't ready.
That's awesome.
In the head of somebody else.
Yes, they are, dude. I was listening to the Cocky Rejects. The Cocky Rejects. game's over.
Well, which Metallica did they play? They had one album before they came out.
I know,
they might have done that. They might have been like, well, that's before all this stuff.
Yeah, but
it is.
Yeah, that's still.
You really don't think you can throw a screwdriver on a mix.
No, they do the screwdriver, catching the motherfuckers. They played the Blue Eyed Devils.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Like,
brutal attack on those. Jesus. That's, well,
yeah,
a casting.
iHeartRadio.
I'm boycotting iHeartRadio. I don't really listen to it, but. Yeah. So, Christmas, everybody.
It's Christmas.
This.
Yes.
Trauma going
on
Christmases.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have like trauma Christmas?
I'm good.
I almost choked on a piece of candy when I was
kidding. Huh?
Thought I was gonna die.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Here.
How about you? You guys trauma?
I've never had Christmas trauma, no.
Disappointing Christmas, where it was like, I got like a pack of pencils and like a sketchbook.
Yeah.
I used my imagination. It's because like rock and roll was bad. Like all I ever asked for was like CDs and a band and shit. Yeah. And usually I got them. Like the one time I'd get, like the last Christmas before, it was awesome. I got like a 3-disc changer stereo, a Metallica CD.
No, I got Load for Christmas one year, and I was like,
I love Load.
Congratulations.
No, I never listened to a Metallica album after Reload. Well, I guess Garage Days, but that don't count. I never listened to a proper Metallica album after Reload, but the only Metallica album I really fucking hate is the Black Album.
What? Really?
Yeah, well, I guess because, like, I was a sad 10-year-old when Day came out and it struck me funny.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I liked the Black Album because it was the first one that got me. But then once I listened to it, like, I can't really listen to the Black Album.
Oh.
sound of
music.
No. Vorpix. Silence. Opening. That whole like,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, like you can almost hear kind of like two. That is the sound of drugs kicking into me. Like I hear that and I get the same kind of like womp 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 womp. Just for that, if I never heard it again, I would be alright.
Oxygen, your brain being deprived of oxygen.
Yeah, so it's kind of my brain slowly dies.
I just try to keep him aware of where we're at on time.
Oh.
Would you stop? That's rude. I don't know.
I'm just worried, and I'm afraid.
So you touched it with your dirty hands?
No, my hands are clean. I washed them.
Show me your gel.
My gel?
Yeah, sex gel.
Oh, sex gel.
Mine. Where's my sex gel?
That's quality sex gel.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Have you ever put this on?
It's a wild ride, son.
You do not want to use this as sex jelly.
Oh, now, thanks. When I lived at the tattoo shop, though, that is literally how I showered.
It'll burn. You don't want to use that.
No, I know, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do because you don't want to smell like, what you smell like.
It's true. You so, still have the dead bacteria hanging out there.
No, you can fucking dry rub it like a motherfucker with a paper towel. You're good. Exfoliate.
And you're dead?
No.
Christmas Calling.
Every
Ellipses.
And
Ellipses us grant.
You're dead.
We also have a song.
Oh yeah, we have 1,000 great songs.
What do you guys?
Only like 20 of them are recorded.
When's this new album coming out?
Yes.
Oh well.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's always a thing, you know, putting out stuff.
Just recording.
Yeah, we're gonna plug that.
What about you, Jimmy? You got anything to plug?
Well, we just did the big Colin Santa show today, so I don't really have that to plug. You can always go to YouTube, IEP Films, and see bits from that. We also did 2 Christmas movies this month. We did Ernest Saves Christmas and Best Christmas Ever, which is a terrible Heather Graham movie on Netflix, and watched them and talked about them. So those are on YouTube as well.
Nice.
Awesome. Oh, I got something to all of your listeners. Hit up the Whirling Tiger and tell them that you want to see Plague 9 open up for Cancer Slug.
Yes.
And they should be better about responding to emails in a timely manner. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
Is Cancer Slug booked there?
Oh, yeah. For Tuesday the 2nd. Like, I've been on this since October being like, come on, dude.
I bet they give it to some bullshit band. But yes, I'm for Plague 9.
I'll
give it to some band with,
I have something to plug, too.
What?
New Year's Eve at Air Devil's Inn.
Oh, yeah.
The Response. Ooh. Creeps, Inc. as the Dead Boys.
Again?
Yeah. FMK. No. And it's a drag show, and it's completely free. 9 o'clock, Air Devil's Inn, and, or 8 o'clock.
Doors at 8, you know.
Doors at 8. Just get there
at
8.
The show's at 9. Get there before 9. Response EP coming out in the next couple weeks.
Oh,
yes.
We do got a single coming out. Yeah, 1906 and Burning Out On.
The year was 1906. Is this a period piece?
No. 1906 is a cover. It's okay. Dope. It's a J song.
Okay.
Or a JPEG. And he does most of the work in it. Well, I mean, Brian does a lot of work. Joe Drummer also does. I don't do much. It's the point I'm getting at. But yeah, that's a cover, and then I believe that will be the B-side to the song we're working on right now. It's called Burning Out On Us. It may be called something else sometime later. But yeah, that single should be coming up. We talked about releasing that as a single 2 weeks ago, right? Yes, that's right. We threw pizza parties, guys.
We didn't know about it. Nobody invited us. What kind of pizza did you have?
What did we have?
No. Who did you? Who got? What kind of pizza did you have? Who made it? Okay, I thought y'all were gonna say hometown buffet or something.
am too. I just like had a pee attack come on me again because I'm old.
Yeah, he said come on me.
Yeah,